February 3rd, 2024. Special episode, Scott Speaks, with you here late on a Saturday evening. If you can't tell, my voice is a bit hampered. So if this sounds annoying to you, it ain't gonna change. I got news for you. So go ahead and bounce now. But yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's, it's late March. I don't know if it's allergies. I don't know if it's like a second round of illness. And I say second because the last time I did a Scott Speaks, pretty sure I addressed this, was when Todd and I were in Reno in a hotel. Because we'd driven out of Reno the night before, we planned on it in order to catch a plane because there was a blizzard going on. And you know, you can go back a couple weeks and listen to that episode if you want to. But in any event, I was sick then for sure. I was sick, like common cold. Could have been COVID. I don't think it was, but it could have been. Like I was sick for sure. And that's not what happened this time. So that was three weeks ago, actually 3 weeks ago right now, that I recorded that podcast from Reno. Definitely under the weather. That one had hit me Wednesday night, sometime Thursday, which is around the time the snow was rolling into Tahoe. And, you know, just all the sore throat and the nasal drip and the stuffiness and the sinus, like everything hit, body aches, whatever. So that's definitely what that was. This one hit, I traveled for work to San Antonio, Texas this past week. And I had a presentation to do. It was Wednesday. I left early Wednesday morning, like super early. I got up at, my alarm was set for 3:50 a.m., which I know some of you are like, I get up then all the time. First of all, actually, I doubt it. I doubt anyone listening to this podcast gets up at 3:50 a.m. on the regular. But anyway, I had to catch a 6:20 flight or whatever, so I got up super early. I'd been up pretty late the night before that too. So definitely my body was tired. But anyway, I flew down. I felt fine. I guess my voice was getting a little scratchy going into that trip. The presentation was early that afternoon, went fine. I went out to dinner that night with some of the people from the company I did the presentation for, to a nice Mexican restaurant. It was, I only say that because it was, the atmosphere was like it was kind of loud. So you had to kind of speak up just to be heard, sort of a thing, even at the table. There was only five of us at the table. And by the end of that meal, my voice was very scratchy and I was very much losing it, losing the voice, not losing my mind. And I was up late that night too, didn't get a lot of sleep that night, and woke up Thursday morning and just basically time to shower and get myself together and head to the airport to fly back home here to Denver. And the voice was mostly gone, like very much gone. And that was true all day Thursday and all day Friday, which sucked. Because I had numerous work calls I needed to be on, and I couldn't talk. In fact, one of them was on Zoom, as most of them are. I even just typed into the chat. I was like, I can't really talk, but here are some comments I need to make on what we're talking about here. So, and now here we are on Saturday, and it's a little better, because at least I can do this. I mean, it was yesterday. It was kind of like this. Occasionally cracking it like that. It was bad. It was very bad. At least now, with effort, I can kind of keep this monotone level going, and it's somewhat reasonable, you know, I think anyway. I guess you guys can be the judge of that and let me know if this is terrible, Scott, this is unlistenable. But it was never, with this round, I had some pretty intense sinus stuff, especially flying home. Flying there again, I was basically fine. But flying home, like really, when I say intense sinus stuff, when I get a cold, it's not, you know, I'll be stuffed up. That's a stage of my common cold that I get. but it's never just like, oh, like you blow your nose and immediately it still feels blocked up. And I mean, I blow my nose and I produce, you know, and it's immediately still blocked up. So I was mentioning this late, Wednesday evening, one of the people I was having dinner with in San Antonio took me back to the hotel, and, you know, she mentioned, she was like, yeah, it's allergy season and it's really bad in San Antonio. And I was like, I guess that could be it. But two things make me think that's probably not it. One is I was kind of feeling it before I left Denver. Kind of. Not bad, but kind of. So it's possible I had a little something and then it got exacerbated, I suppose. But two, for me, I've never really historically had issues with allergies. So seems like a far-fetched rationale, or rather explanation for what I'm going through. Possibility, sure. But the main reason, I doubt it. So it's just kind of weird. And now we're here 3 days later, 3 days from initial feeling, if you will. Like literally 3 days, because again, it was Wednesday night. It really started hitting me. And I'm definitely on the way back. You wouldn't know that by listening to me, but I am on the way back. The way back up, if you will. But it just, it's just weird. And I don't, like I was alluding to, or even outwardly saying, I don't feel sick. I definitely sound sick, but I no longer really feel it. I have the throat issue, obviously. And I am still pretty congested, like especially earlier today and all day Friday and Thursday. I was definitely blowing my nose a lot. And again, producing. Not just blowing it for sport. Something was coming out for sure. So something going on, but my other thought with the you know, supposing it was specifically Southern Texas allergies is, wouldn't they have kind of gone away once I got back to Denver? I mean, I've been back here for 2+ days and it certainly didn't immediately go away and it didn't even slowly go away. In fact, as I mentioned, voice Friday was worse than it was Thursday, but that could have just been once you're going down a path sort of a thing, you know, I don't know. So it's just weird. And I bring all this up, A, because I have nothing else to talk about, but B, and I've probably talked about this on this podcast before, but it's very true. When I was a kid, and my dad just gives me shit about this all the time. He may be listening to this, but it's true. He used to. I would get sick 2 or 3 times a year. Common cold, sickness. And it was always like, you know, because you're not wearing your jacket, which of course has been proven to be untrue. You know, washing your hand, like whatever. Just must be all the common things. And I always thought, let's say it was a year where I had 2 illnesses of note. That seems standard, you know, going from winter to spring and then fall to winter or whatever, like the seasonal changes. You just get sick. It's just what happened. It's what happened to me in my youth anyway. And then I had a period, and that stayed with me in my teens, college, even my 20s, probably most of my 20s. I had a period in my 30s, certainly my later 30s, where that kind of stopped happening. I'd maybe get 1 a year, you know, and it wasn't that dramatic. And then oddly enough, post-COVID, I really, aside from the 2 times I got COVID, I really didn't get sick. In fact, I think since officially COVID started, March of 2020, I first had COVID in February of 2020. I'm certain I did. I didn't test for it because no one knew what it was, but I know I had it in February of 2020 because I was as sick as I've ever been. But since March of 2020, if you exclude the other time I had COVID, which was in 2021, summer of 21, I think I've only been sick twice until these 2 most recent. I think I've only been sick twice, maybe even just once in like 3.5, 4 years. So do I think that masks helped? Sure. Do I think that working from home and having less interaction with other humans outside of my wife and my child helped? Probably. But I was feeling pretty good because, look, even though I work from home now, as does my wife, it's not like It's not like I stay indoors all the time. I'm not a hermit, you know. I don't have the daily interaction with coworkers who could be bringing in God knows what into the office. Obviously, that is true. But I still get out there and do some sort of exercise every day. I go to stores. I run errands. I travel for work every now and again. So it's not like I'm excluding myself from human contact. There's definitely still the potential for that. And I know when I'm out running or going on a bike ride, from all the research I know, that's not a likely time to catch anything because I'm out there by myself, just in nature. Not in nature, but whatever. I'm not near people typically. Those are both solitary exercise endeavors that I do. I don't run in groups. I don't bike in groups. I do both of them by myself. Kind of always have. So that all plays a role in continuing what I thought was an improvement on my part. Not saying I needed to improve, but an improvement on my propensity to get sick. Again, specifically the common cold. So that was happening. And then the Tahoe thing was kind of out of the blue. I mean, look at, you know, the night I arrived in Tahoe, I went to the poker room and played poker. Two nights later, I played again. The next night, I played again, when I probably shouldn't have because I wasn't feeling great. So that's all true. Excuse me. And certainly, I could have caught it there. I could have caught it from other skiers. I could have caught it from my brother, who, of course, would claim, you know, Todd would claim innocence in this. I didn't give you anything. Well, you never know what you're carrying, how you get it. Could have caught it from anybody. We went out to eat every night, like whatever. But that was a surprise. It wasn't particularly cold. Again, I wasn't exposing myself to extreme circumstances or extreme weather or whatever. None of that happened. It was just kind of your standard ski trip. As I mentioned, I was very specific with mentioning that I played poker the first night, and then the poker rooms actually closed in Tahoe on Monday and Tuesday. So I didn't go out. So I got plenty of sleep. I think that's something that's gotten me in the past. As I go on these Tahoe trips, I ski all day, I gamble all night. I'm getting 3 hours, 3.5 hours of sleep each night, you know, sometimes less, sometimes more, but sometimes less. And my body's just like, what are you doing? And it fights back by giving me a cold. Totally understandable. Didn't happen this time. My sickness was starting before that even could have played a role. And, you know, lack of sleep could have played a role in what the illness was. So, and it's just super frustrating because, again, that was early March. I was fully over it by, let's say, March 10th, March 8th, 9th, 10th, something like that. And then this past Wednesday was March 20th. I was sick again, like a week and a half later. So really frustrating to feel like you're fully recovered, ready to get back. Because that's one of the other things. Even in my youth, when I would get sick, quote unquote, so frequently, as many people would say, it wasn't like back to back to back. Like it would just be multiple times in a year. So I would get sick. 3, 4, 5 months would pass. I get sick again. But 10, 12 days? I mean, that's insanity. So just really annoying and upsetting. Also traveling again for work in about 4 days here. So I really hope I'm fully healed by then, not only for my own sake, but for anyone I'm interacting with, and certainly when I'm talking to, because if my voice isn't at least 85-90% full strength, that's going to be pretty tough. But, you know, so it's just a weird anomaly. I don't know, by the way, I could use this podcast for good, at least for good for me. If anyone out there knows anything about anything I'm saying, has any suggestions, potential solutions, potential answers as to what could have been happening, I am all ears. I certainly don't claim to know why this happened the way it did. I'll listen to any opinions or ideas that people have in terms of why this might have happened the way it did. But just a real rarity for me. And, you know, as Jamie mentioned last night, she was like, you know, I wonder why you guys didn't podcast Thursday night. And I was like, oh yeah, like that's one reason why we didn't podcast, you know, Todd and I didn't podcast this week. Because Thursday night, again, if you think this is bad, trying to do a pod Thursday night would have been a joke. It would have been terrible. So it just wasn't possible. And even earlier today, the idea of, you know, while our kid was napping doing a podcast, Jamie and I probably wouldn't have worked either. Just wasn't at enough of a strength that I felt it made sense. Now, those that have listened for a long time know that we have a 3+ year streak of putting up content every single week. I tend to always do it late Saturday night and really put myself up to the final minute, but which I'm doing again tonight. But if you've been listening a long time, you knew I wasn't going to just not do something and be like, well, I was sick. I couldn't talk. I can talk. I just don't sound normal. I also will say that while I was running, yes, I ran today, even though I'm feeling under the weather. By the way, running while you're congested in your sinuses is a great way to clear them out, as long as you have proper snot rocket form. I won't go any more in depth with that for those that get squeamish, but just the act of running really loosens that stuff up and can help you clear it out a bit. So it did. It definitely worked and made me feel quite a bit better. So, but anyway, while I was out running earlier, I thought to myself, you know what? If I find that later tonight, because oftentimes when you're sick or even when you're not sick, you just feel at your weakest right before you go to sleep because your body's drained. It's right before you start the rest and renew cycle, if you will. And so I had the thought to myself, if my voice is still very weak tonight, right now, maybe I could do an ASMR episode. And I literally thought that, like, I can just talk like this. Because I can whisper fine, clearly, as you guys can hear. And I'll just do an entire episode where I'm just whispering into the microphone. And I can make different sounds, do different Foley work, you know. But then I thought, that's very weird. I don't think that's something my audience would listen to. Also, if I were to ever do an ASMR episode, I'd want to actually do some, not research, but like bring in props, have stuff ready to go, and not just kind of wing it with whatever's nearby, like this thing. Like, that would be silly. I have plenty of stuff around, you know. I got a pen. I don't even know if that made a sound. I have several pens. I can try this one too. Just opening and closing a pen. I happen to like ASMR stuff. I've probably said that on the show before. Like, even before it was kind of a fad on YouTube or whatever. Like, long before it was a well-known fad on YouTube, I listened to it and I was like, oh, this is pretty calming and pretty relaxing. And I mentioned that before, that I like going to the dentist. I like when someone else is having to do something and I'm just having to lay there and experience it. And I mean that in completely, like, as innocent a way as you could possibly take it. But I don't know, there's something about it. It's just relaxing and calming and soothing. And I say that because I said it 15 years ago, and now it's taken on a whole new life, and that's fine. I'm not into that type. But there was one where it was a lady. It was so weird. She was taking reservations for it was obviously fake, but for like a cruise liner or a hotel or something. She's like, okay, we'll put you in the master suite. And there were all these typing sounds. Obviously, it was better mic than whatever I just did. But, and it was just, and she had, you know, she intentionally had long nails. And, like, I kind of was digging it. But also, the problem was I was too conscious of what she was doing. And I was like, this is kind of stupid, though. Like, why? Because it went on for, like, 30 minutes. I'm like, she's asking so many questions that I was being too pragmatic about it. She's asking so many questions that they would never ask when taking a hotel reservation or whatever it was. Sorry. And so I paid too much attention, I guess. I took myself out of it by listening to the kind of the story, if you will. But nonetheless, it was, you know, it was an entertaining period in my life. But I think they have apps now where you can like listen to it while you go to sleep. I've never taken it that far. It's just something that I used to, when I was at work, this was my last job. So it was at least 10 years ago, that I would occasionally just play in my headphones. And I think that's the other thing. A lot of people listen to it like on speakers or just through their computer speakers. I think if you have headphones on or earbuds, it's a whole different thing. So anyway, maybe somewhere down the road, we can do an ASMR episode here in the BroPod. If that's something you guys are interested in, let us know. Shoot us an email, thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. Or slide into our DMs and let us know at the_bro_pod. That's Instagram or X. You can let us know that there. But anyway, so I did not do that. I aborted that plan. But it seemed a reasonable time because, again, I still wasn't sure if I'd be able to talk like this or if I'd have to talk like this for the entire podcast, which I could do and then turn it up. But I really think that as scratchy and terrible as this sounds, this would probably be way more annoying. A lot easier on my throat, certainly, but way more annoying. And it's hard to enunciate. Like I couldn't say way more annoying like I just did. So, in any event, I'm going to call it there because obviously I'm not well. Specifically, my voice is not well. But obviously wanted to come on and just catch up with you guys. Hopefully, I assume next week Todd and I will do a podcast again. I don't know. He actually hasn't replied to a few texts recently. And he owes me some money. Maybe that's why he's not talking to me. I don't know. and I can safely say that because I know he's not going to listen to this. But it is true. He owes me money. But regardless, something will be happening next week. And if Todd and I end up not doing a podcast, I'll make it so that Jamie and I can do it because I don't like to do back-to-back Scott Speaks. Obviously, we do plenty of back-to-back, you know, OG bro pods. But I like to kind of keep it fresh, mix it up whenever I can. And obviously, these Scott Speaks are also a little shorter, which, you know, I like to try to keep the content as long form as possible. That's what the Bro Pod with Scott and Todd is built on, is the long form conversation. And while this is also a longer form conversation, it's not really a conversation, it's a station. Because there's no back and forth, it's just me. But you could also say, but Scott, you're speaking to us. And in that way, you are correct. But regardless, I'm still going to let you guys go. I thank you for listening. I already gave all the contact info, the email, and the various ways to slide into the DMs. So please do that. Like, share, subscribe. Tune in next week for a more normalized episode. pretty sure anyway. We'll have to wait and see. But you just never know here in the BroPod Network, except that you know there's always going to be something. So don't forget to check us out. So I thank you guys, as always, for listening, even with my scratchy voice this week. I do really appreciate it. And until next week, see you.